You're listening to Leaving Treadmarks, an advanced student leadership podcast, part of the Swerve Laurier School Board.
We do not go
where the path may lead.
Go instead where there is no path.
And leave a trail. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Good afternoon, good morning, or good evening. Whenever it is that you're listening to this podcast, this is episode one of the Advanced Student Leadership Podcast, Leaving Treadmarks. I'm Daniel Johnson. I work in the Advanced Student Leadership Program in multiple campuses in Laval in Quebec with the Swerve Laurier School Board.
I'm Dave Rossi. I work at Laval Senior Academy. I'm a history teacher, but I'm also a teacher that works with advanced student leadership students here at the senior high school in Laval.
Together, we're working to enable the next generation of leaders to take ownership and responsibility for our world.
Advanced Student Leadership is an organization that works within the senior school, within the junior school in Laval, and also within several elementary schools around Laval. All students coming together to take part in different events, different activities that are hosted by the school. These activities to increase their leadership IQ, in order to get experiences that they wouldn't otherwise get in the classroom. And hopefully by taking part in these activities, they take away not only the knowledge and the experience, but also a passion for learning the qualities that a leader needs in order to be successful, more than just regular classroom in high school, elementary school, junior school.
That's exactly it. Creating as much opportunity as possible for the next generation to get their feet wet, to start moving and start taking responsibility. For us, leadership isn't about a moment, it's not a position, it's about taking initiative and inspiring others to do the same, and doing it again, and doing it again. We believe that it's all about the student and teacher learning exchange. We call that imparting knowledge, inspiring passions, taking what you're interested in, and really flourishing and growing in those, and doing things with purpose. And most importantly, within the context of the school environment and institution learning, is the transfer of responsibility from adult to emerging adult, to give real responsibility now to young people. And these podcasts are only 5 minutes. That's all you'll get. You'll hear from student leaders learning to lead from elementary school, from junior high, all the way up to college and university. And you're also going to hear stories from the trail. You'll be with us when we're on the ground in Costa Rica. You'll be with us when we're at Disney World, at the Disney Institute, learning from the top minds there about teamwork and leadership and sustainability. You'll be with us with TEDx Laval when we're doing our youth TEDx talks and walking through how the students are pulling all of that together. You'll be with us in the campuses and different schools as we're reaching out to the homeless and to people who need help, even sending bikes to third world and developing countries so that people have transportation and be able to sustain their communities. You'll be with us for all of that. And you'll also be with us for what we call walking in the shadow of. And that's when we're interviewing leaders from around the world about their insights, about their thoughts, about their experiences. And those podcasts, you'll have the option to listen a little longer to the conversation.
There's another opportunity that we're going to use with these podcasts. It's called Leadership Insights. And it's where a leader will share some kind of wisdom or an idea that they've learned on the trail. When I've worked with students during different activities or events, I've seen students, one in particular actually I'll tell you about. This student, when given a responsibility, was pretty convinced that he could not complete it. It was the ability to just go up to small groups of students and just share some information. He was shy, he was reserved, but by the end of the event, he was the person to go to for information, because he did his job so well.
We have on the phone, as time winds down, a student who currently attends Laval Senior Academy, Anastasia. Anastasia, are you there?
Yeah.
Your first advanced student leadership experience, how old were you?
I was maybe in grade 2, maybe 3. I was about 7, something like that.
And you're going into
Ottawa.
And you're going into what grade now?
Grade 10.
Grade 10. And what is the most, what's the greatest experience that you've had in advanced student leadership?
There's been a lot. The one that I feel like was maybe the best was robotics. Even though it was kind of hectic, it was the best because everyone actually, like, came together and, like, actually worked and, like, all we all, like, worked together to make it run smoothly. So that's when I feel like we all, like, everyone in student leadership actually, like, worked on teamwork more than any other event.
Yeah, and that's when we hosted the competition for the province at the high school, and you guys worked something like ridiculous 40-some hours in a matter of just a few days.
And we were low on like volunteers too, but we still made it work, and it still went smoothly, in my opinion.
And what's the most important thing that you've learned over the years?
Communication and teamwork.
And what are you looking forward to for the year coming up?
To going back to Ottawa and meeting some of the leaders.
Awesome. Well, we'll see you in a couple days because you're still on vacation. So have a good nap.
Oh, yes.
See you later. And that's it. That's Bye. Leaving Treadmarks. That's the podcast for this episode one. We'd like to thank one of our partners, the Community Learning Center at Laval Senior Academy through Learn Quebec, creating real life, real world opportunities for students to take what they're learning in the classroom and apply it now. If you like this podcast, you want to know more, or you want to share it, go ahead. You can find Leaving Treadmarks on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find them. Thanks for listening, and there'll be another podcast episode of Leaving Treadmarks as students are learning to lead and stories from the trail coming up soon. You're not a stranger to-